Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 71 degrees on this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Well, it appears that there may be some new security features aimed to secure EBT cards. Now, I did see over this weekend federal agencies, the FDA, the NYPD, and some other federal task force members arrest a store in New York that was using a skimming. The store itself, the individuals working there were arrested for using a skimmer for EBT cards on one of their machines. So we've heard this here in our area, it being used. We've seen that people have not been able to recoup those funds once they're taken in certain circumstances. So this is good news here in Pennsylvania that new security features are aimed at to secure EBT cards. They are recently implemented by the Department of Human Services and the Office of the State Inspector General are allowing people who receive public health benefits to lock their electronic benefit transfer cards when not in use to prevent their information from being used to commit fraud. This is a great security endeavor. I hope this gets looked at nationwide for a model. The EBT cards, which are used for benefits like supplemental nutrition assistance program and other cash benefits, have been the recent targets of fraud in Luzerne County and across the state, with Wilkes-Barre Township Police warning residents earlier this year about skimming card devices found at a Walmart in the Wilkes-Barre Township marketplace. In March, Township Police charged Florin Doromin with alleged member of the Romanian organization, a crime syndicate, with installing skimming devices that helped him obtain about 4,600 account numbers, including more than 1,000 counts with Snap. Again, a Romanian organized crime syndicate. The new changes to the program seek to prevent card information that is stolen in such a manner from being used to complete fraudulent purchases. We're proud to announce that this new card lock safety feature that allows you to lock your EBT card when it's not in use to protect your SNAP and cash benefits from skimming and theft. Health Department Secretary Val Arkush said in a statement, "I encourage all Pennsylvanians who receive SNAP or other cash benefits to download the free, secure Connect EBT app and take advantage of this easy-to-lock feature today. The Connect EBT, and again, that's Connect EBT, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, EBT, it's an app you can get for your phone, allows users to block all purchases, balance inquiries, and other transactions when the card is not in use, preventing the funds from being used for fraud." Now, if you've ever had your information taken from your debit card, from your credit card, from anywhere you have a card, especially if you're using these EBT cards, usually there's a dollar or a very small amount test charge to see if they can buy something with it. And then they go to town once they see it works and they can operate off it. They'll either go to town until there's no money left in the account or until it gets shut down or flagged for fraudulent activity. Now, what this does is turns the card off. So even if someone scans your card, even if they get your information from a skimmer and they have the chip information, they have all your name and information and your PIN number and everything they need, when they go to use it, it doesn't work because you've locked it on this app. And then when you go to the store, you can open up your phone and turn it on so you can just use it there. Because what's going to happen is they usually, look at this case we just talked about, 4,600 account numbers. And they'll go through them. They'll clone those cards and start going through them. And if they don't work, they move on to the next one. And they may retry it again. But usually they think it's shut down already, it's been flagged, and it's no good to them anymore, and they move on. So the mere fact that you could shut your card down when they go to use it, and if it declines, they'll usually discard it and move on. Usually. But again, if you're only turning it on to buy your purchases and then shutting it back off afterwards, it's a great safeguard for you. And you should be able to do this with a lot of things. You could do it with your cards. I know my apps for my debit and credit cards, I could do the same thing. I could shut the card off. I could lock the card. I could do whatever I do until I authorize it on my app. And that's just straight from the bank app. That's nothing special. This is a free app available at the Apple and Google Play app stores, as well as the Connect EBT website. Offers the ability to users to lock their card in two ways. The Lock My Card Everywhere feature prevents any purchases from taking place, while the Lock My Card Outside of PA feature stops any transactions to take place at stores outside of Pennsylvania. The option still allows for internet purchases that occur, officials said. State officials said users should simply use the app to unlock the card prior to making purchases and then relock it when it's not in use. Now, I'm not that familiar with EBT cards use. I don't have one. I've never used one, so I don't get it. You could purchase things online with your EBT card. That surprises me, I guess. I guess you could buy your groceries online now too and have them delivered. Maybe some people would like to do that. The app also provides an option to automatically lock user cards after 30, 60, or 90 minutes of use. In a statement, State Inspector General said her office is committed to protecting Pennsylvania Public Benefits Program. The new card lock feature is one way SNAP recipients can protect their benefits against theft and continue to put food on their table, Henry said. It's a proud partner of the DHS on announcement for EBT card lock features, which provide an extra layer of security for these life-sustaining benefits. Oh. You know, you could buy soda and junk food on your EBT card, so I don't know about life-sustaining benefits, but for some people they are. I get that. We truly need to do something to strengthen what this program was truly about. And listen, I'm not going to get into a lecture here, but if you look at some of the food carts, and there's enough videos out there and there's enough information out there on the World Wide Web at your fingertips where you could do your own research of what kind of junk people are buying with these things. From sodas to junk food to a whole bunch of stuff. Listen, if the purpose of this benefit, if the purpose of this taxpayer-funded endeavor is to ensure people are getting proper nutrition, well, then let's do that. Let's do that. I mean, there are certain restrictions for WIC that aren't with EBT cards or SNAP or whatever you want to call the different things, but it's not hard to go out and see with your own eyes what a lot of people buy with this stuff, with this junk. I think this is a great thing because there are people that do depend on this program, no doubt. And any way they could safeguard from theft, any way they could safeguard from these international, in this case, Romanian cyber criminals that have stolen 5,000 cards just here in our local area in Luzerne County. And I hope this, if successful, transcends to other states. I hope it's used as a model to make it that much better. It amazes me that the whole purpose of the EBT card was to make it just like a debit card or a credit card, where you weren't using food stamps back in the day, where it was actually, you know, made to look like almost money, but everybody could tell it was food stamps, and some people were embarrassed to use them. So here's an EBT card, a debit card, that would kind of be low-key. Why would it not have the same security functions as the others? You know, it seems to be just as easy to steal and clone and such like that. But a simple app to shut it down when it's not being used is a no-brainer. And we've seen the stories over the past year of people in our area who have had the money taken out and the state has told them, you know, we're not going to recoup the money. It's just gone. So it's good that they're taking proactive approaches to to help protect this. Customers are warned that thefts often don't immediately happen after the card is compromised. Thieves often gather the card and PIN information, then use it after the next deposit hits. Recipients can monitor their benefits and transactions via the state's free MyCompass PA mobile app. Stolen SNAP benefits should be reported to local police, and replacement EBT cards can be obtained by contacting your county office or state office. The criminals that are involved with this are very intelligent, very organized crime organizations. That's why they call it organized crime. A lot of times they do wait until the new batch of money hits your account. They are very familiar with the time frames and the payout dates for the types of benefits they're stealing. If it's your debit card or credit card, they kind of just go to town as soon as they can get it out there. Once it's active, they'll sell it on the black market to as many people as they can. And then until your financial institution flags it and shuts it down, you know, they do what they do and the damage that's there. Now, if it's your debit card, you know, they can drain your account and you'll be on your own for a while until the bank does their investigation, finds out it was fraud, and hopefully you refund your fraudulent charges. Credit cards are a little easier, but credit cards also aren't your money in your bank account. They're assigned to you. It's your credit card. But again, once the bank realizes that these were fraudulent purchases, which is pretty easy to do, you know, they end up freezing all the charges and taking them off your account. So it really doesn't affect you to where, you know, you could be out thousands of dollars if it's your money in your debit account. If you got to gas up your car for the next couple of weeks till they figure it out. Could be rough. And, you know, if you truly depend on EBT cards and these supplemental services for food, you know, losing that could hurt you. So take every proactive approach. If you have elderly or people in your ecosphere that depend on these programs, make sure they're up to speed with how to protect themselves as far as, you know, downloading this app and being able to shut their card off to where it can only be used when they're using it. But it's a good proactive approach from our state, and I hope it, if successful, and it appears that I think it would be based on what I'm reading, I would like to see other states follow suit. Let's take these fraudsters and these cretins out of business. It's 5:22 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:26 here, 70 degrees on this Tuesday, May 27th. Well, for you Top Gun fans, Jake, are you a Top Gun fan? Little bit. Well, for you Top Gun fans, the Top Gun star revealed the status of a highly anticipated sequel just days after Tom Cruise teases the film's future. It appears that another version of Top Gun is a done deal. Maverick may be flying back to the big screen sooner than expected, just days after Tom Cruise teased the future of the Top Gun franchise. Christopher McQuarrie appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to reveal the next film is already in the bag. I already know what it is. It wasn't hard. McQuarrie, who co-wrote and produced Top Gun Maverick, said on Monday, I thought it would be, and that would be a good place to walk from. So it appears it's a done deal as per the person who wrote Top Gun Maverick. You walk into the room, come in, and we're going to do it. Pitched something and even had one conversation about it. He added to his fellow Top Gun Maverick writer, the framework is there, so it's not hard to crack. Now, earlier this month, Cruise himself teased Top Gun 3 during an appearance on the Australia's Today show. Yeah, we're thinking and talking about many different stories that we could do and what's possible, the 62-year-old actor said at the time. It took me 35 years to figure out Top Gun Maverick, he continued. So all of these things we're working on, we're discussing. And you get this, Days of Thunder, Jake, may even be in the works. Jake's nodding on that one. So Days of Thunder is also in the works. But he added that he's working on numerous other films at the moment, including other projects with the Top Gun Maverick writer, McQuarrie. There are numerous other films that we're actively working on. Cruise said, I'm always shooting a film, prepping a film, posting a film. Just finished up with The Revenant, which is an extraordinary experience, he continued, and they're always working on several different films. Top Gun Maverick, which released in 2022, marked Cruise's first return to the role of Pete Mitchell Maverick since the original Top Gun in 1986. It's going to be interesting to see here. I think he ends up having, or the daughter of the Admiral's daughter. That's where I see the story going, but that's just my my take on it. But if you're a Top Gun fan, it appears that a Top Gun 3 is in the works. And listen, let's be honest. The guy's 62. They can't be much more. They can't wait another 35 years for a sequel here. So, and I think he'll be retired or, on an advisory role or something more. But it'll be interesting to see where it goes. So we'll see. A couple of years, maybe. But it appears that the writing is already on the wall as per the co-writers of Top Gun Maverick. It is 5:30 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's interesting here because I'm watching this. You have about a dozen protesters that rallied against Rob Bresnahan's Big Beautiful Bill vote. And it's Rob Bresnahan promised that he wouldn't support policies that hurt working families, and he said numerous times that he wouldn't support cuts to Medicaid, said protest organizer Megan Kocher. This reconciliation package is going to cut over $600 billion from Medicaid. I've met with his staff, and I'm just really upset that he lied to us so many times. Well, what exactly are they going to cut then? Who are they cutting it for? And again, only a dozen people showed up. But the thing that gets me with this protest, again, a dozen people show up for, is they have several posters with a photoshopped head of Rob Bresnahan on what it appears is Elon Musk's body, to where he's making that hand salute from when he spoke at that event. So let me ask you a question. If you are that solid on your ground, if you think you have a good argument, why would you need to make up signs photoshopping the congressman's head on Elon Musk making what some people called was a Nazi salute or something like that? Why would you need to do that? I mean, if you could legitimately prove that $600 billion of Pennsylvanian money going to cut able, deserving people off of Medicaid, you think that would be an argument in itself. But they don't. They use this half-assedness. They use this scare tactics. They use the sky is falling over and over. But they can't tell you specifically how it's going to affect people that shouldn't deserve it to begin with. That's who it's targeting. And if that's your argument, if your argument was, hey, I really think illegal immigrants should get these benefits. Okay, so what amount of deduction are you going to take from your parents? From you, if it need be. How much are we going to reduce it so you can add these people to it? If you are going to say, well, the people who were expanded because of COVID, which we find out every day more and more, that was an utter lie to us. Not that it didn't happen, but the extent of it, what it really affected, who it affected. So they expanded this program. The last administration was like, we should just leave these people on because they need it. Well, they didn't need it before COVID, but now they need it. Or people need to prove 2 times a year rather than annually. if they meet the criteria for it. And again, if you can meet the criteria in January, how hard is it for you to again meet the criteria in July? You have the paperwork. You have everything there. You just send a copy. You send them what they need, and they say, yep, you're still qualified. You're good. If you're able-bodied to show up for something under certain parameters to do some sort of work for your benefit, I'm sorry if that inconveniences you. It inconveniences taxpayers when so much are taken out of their check to fund these programs. So, yes, if that's what the program dictates and that's what you need, well, you should have to prove to the government, therefore the taxpayers, that you are indeed needy of this, these programs. But here you have this group of a dozen individuals, and it's being covered. They're on social media. You know, of course, our local media is going to say, oh, look, the crowd of people protesting the congressman. But yet there's a dozen people there. But not only a dozen people, but they have to Photoshop his head onto Elon Musk's body to try and prove a point, just showing how weak their argument is. If people's Medicaid were truly getting ripped from them to the tune of $600 billion in Pennsylvania alone, believe me, more people would be there. Believe me, more people would be aware of it. Just look at the pictures of the people who were there. These are unserious people who are politically lost because their party has no leader, has no message, has no platform. Their own party is in an inner turmoil. But yet they're photoshopping a congressman's head on old pictures because, you know, it didn't work the first time, so we're going to try it again. It's just incredible. But keep it up because it gives me something to talk about each day, and it gives my circle something to laugh at every time we see your pictures. So keep it up, please. It's 5:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, increasing clouds with showers likely, low of 53. Wednesday, clouds with on and off showers, high of 63. Thursday, clouds, some breaks of sun with a chance of showers, high 70. It is currently 70 degrees here at 5:41 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:54 as we start to wind things down here. The Times Leader actually did an article on this so-called protest. Well, I guess it's a protest. 12 people is a protest, I guess, right? It's either that or a box of donuts. One or the other. Same thing. So you read the article itself, and here's from the protester. Rob Bresnahan promised that he wouldn't support policies that would hurt working families. He said numerous times that he wouldn't support cuts to Medicaid, said protest organizer Megan Kocher. This reconciliation package is going to cut over $600 billion for Medicaid. I met with his staff, and I'm just really upset that he lied to us so many times. Now, that's the quote, and here's the very next paragraph. The exact financial impact on Medicaid as a result of the bill's potential passage is still undefined. So, but she said it's going to cut $600 billion from Medicaid. Yeah, it's going to limit people who shouldn't be on it. That's what it's going to do. And if you have a problem with that as a taxpayer, if you're a Democrat and you have a problem with that, taking people off that no longer qualify for it, that don't meet the criteria, that are illegal immigrants, that are no longer allowed to be on it because the expanded COVID definitions are being moved away. If you have a problem with that, please let us know. Call the show today or tomorrow if we don't have time today, and let me know where you would like it to be cut for your grandparents, for your parents, for you. How much less of Medicaid would you like to keep these people on now? Give me the answer to the question. Just don't say, well, you know, taxpayers should pay for it. Oh, we should just tax the rich more, right? That's not how it works. You tax the rich more, the rich move elsewhere. It's been proven time and time again throughout history. Do you know France tried to have a yacht tax to where, you know, they figured we have all these people with all these great million-dollar yachts. We're going to create a yacht tax because it's a great revenue stream for us. And France did this, and you could look it up. You know what all the yacht owners did? They moved their yachts and they registered them in Italy. Now, those yachts were still in France. They were just registered in Italy, and Italy was getting the money for the registrations and home porting them. Because millionaires can do that. Those who make the most already fund the government the most. This whole tax the rich thing is just a lie. One big lie. So if you're a middle-class American like I am, and you say, well, these people should benefit from these programs just like everyone else. Okay. How much reduction are you going to take into yours? And that's how we figure it out from there. Right? That's how we move forward. Because these programs are not solvent. They are going to fail us in the next 10 to 15 years if we do not do something. If we do not start to do something. Same thing with Social Security. And I understand it's the third rail that no one ever wants to talk about. But if we do not fix these programs, if we do not get off who should not be on them now. And there's fraud. I'm sorry. And if you look at the bill's definitions, if you look exactly who it affects, there are states like California, like Pennsylvania, that takes federal dollars for Medicaid. They do a shell game with it because, you know, you can't legally fund illegal immigrants for Medicaid. But then they fund another program. Your other health care programs for illegal immigrants. And again, one of the other things is, yes, instead of just annually certifying that you qualify, you'll need to do it biannually. Is that really a burden for anyone? But they make it seem like, well, you're just taking theirs. You're taking it away from them because they have to prove twice. No, you're not taking it away from them. Will it weed people out? Yes. COVID greatly expanded. The COVID regulations that were in place greatly expanded access to healthcare. That's because a lot of people were out of work. A lot of people work closed down. Their businesses shut down. COVID's over. Their shutdown's over. Plenty of jobs out there. The market's doing great for work. Should be able to find a job with healthcare. A lot of people find it. And I understand you're elderly, you're disabled, you're people who depend on this. It's going to be there for you. Read the bills. They're not hard. Use an AI platform to help you weed through it and give it to you in a synopsis or break it down for you. It's not hard. The fear-mongering is, and that's all this is about. Listen, this isn't about an election. That's all it is. It's about the next election. They started attacking Congressman Bresnahan a month after he was put in office. A month after, without having a clue. They could care less who was in that office. The same group that is spending tens of thousands of dollars here, which you don't really hear anymore, interesting, now that actually there's something on paper about the Medicaid, right? Medicare. And for the past 3 months, all we heard on the commercial breaks were these attack ads, right? Well, now that there's actually something on paper which defines what they're targeting, you don't hear those ads anymore. It's all about politics. And it's always, unfortunately, going to be about politics. And we don't have the capacity to see through it a lot of times. And you need to. You need to do your own research on these things. I could tell you all you want. But is it in the article that I just read you itself? It talks about how they're cutting $600 billion. But then the next sentence, the exact financial impact on Medicaid as a result of this bill's potential passage is still undefined. They're telling you they have no clue. But yet they want you to believe the part that where they're telling you $600 billion is not there anymore. Let me go to the phone now. We have Joe on the phone. Joe, how are you?
Rob, how are you? Welcome back, brother. I'm so sorry we haven't spoken in a while. But hey, I was, and I'm sorry to go off the rails, and I agree with everything that you've said so far today, the whole, the Medicare thing, the this, the that, the other. And as far as what you and Tommy were talking about, it struck me, because I'm down here in South Carolina to see some grandchildren, and me and my son-in-law, we were both Marines, and we were both peacetime Marines. So as far as that goes, that's one of my grandchildren yelling in the background.
I love it, man.
You and me both. I'd be, congratulations and God bless you, your daughter, and your wife. I'm glad you had a good time. But exactly, and he and I, we had some discussions, and we talked about things and people we knew and who had been through it and what have you and lost a lot of friends. And then we cooked out on the grill, and we celebrated the things that make life in this country fantastic and honored the sacrifice that those people made, because that's essentially what it all comes down to. They went and made that sacrifice so that everyone could continue to live their life in this country, and just the wonderful things that we have. The freedom I had to jump in my car and drive 600 and some odd miles to come down here and see these grandchildren. The joy of being with a family. I mean, it's, you do your salute to the fallen who gave the ultimate sacrifice every day on your show. And that's why they did that. So you and me and everybody else can go ahead and live our lives. They stand on a wall to protect us from that nonsense. And that's and if we just like wandered around in sackcloth and ashes all the time, that would kind of be a really backhanded slap to that sacrifice. You don't just throw it away and say, "Oh, hey, it's a long weekend, it's just a Monday." No, it's not. You need to acknowledge it, but then you need to go ahead and celebrate it. It's one of the wonderful things about being in this country, living in this country. I wish nothing but well for your children. I hope they retire at a gray age with high rank and many honors. But they know going in, they may have to do that so that next generation of people can go ahead and live their lives. It's that simple and that complicated. And I'm sorry if I'm screwing this up way I'm laying it out.
Like I said earlier today, I don't know if you heard, the thing that I heard over and over again from Navy SEALs, from senior brass in our military was, be a country worth dying for.
And there you go. Oh, thank you very much. It could not have been put any better. I wanted to make this day with these grandchildren who have no concept of the things that we're talking about. I got two of them that are 5 months old and one of them that's four here. And I got a bunch of them all over the rest of the country, too. But these are the ones that I'm with. They have no concept of what that's for. But, yes, we made yesterday a day in a country worth dying for. You nailed it, brother. You nailed it, as you very often do. So God bless. I'm so glad. Glad you had a good time. Glad you're back. And I will be listening.
I appreciate it, my friend. You enjoy down there with the grandkids.
Thank you, brother. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Oh, it's good to hear. Listen, kids in the background, grandkids playing there with family. That was a great way to end today, a great way to end the show today. Not a problem with that in the world. Love to hear it. It was a great thing. Enjoying his family, still listening to us here, partaking in the conversation, and took some time out to call in. So I truly appreciate Joe in doing that. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out in just a minute. Well, that's it for us for today on this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. It is 5:58 now. We're starting to wind it down. 69 degrees. We do have some showers moving through our area tonight, so be careful if you're out and about. But we'll get through the day, and we will be here tomorrow to discuss whatever tomorrow's stories bring to us. Some troll asked, do I get tired of being so condescending every day? No, I do not. And obviously you don't either, because you've been listening to this damn station for the entire day based on your text to the show. So get a life and do something else if you don't like what you're listening to. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't care. Don't you get it by now? I'm here because I enjoy being here. When I don't enjoy being here, I won't be here anymore. It's as simple as that. Nothing you could do to change that, regardless. I appreciate you guys being here with me today. I hear Brian back tomorrow. And again, I apologize for last week, but like I always say, family first. You should put your family first and do the things that matter to you the most, because that time you never get back. You truly never get it back. So make the best of it. Make the best of it. Like our last caller, Joe, you know, he was there doing his thing with his family, his grandkids running around in the background, talking, and you know, here he is still listening, still calling in, still doing what needs to be done. But there, present. Be present. That's the advice I can give you for today. Be present with your family first and foremost. God bless. Be safe. I'll see you tomorrow.